And bottom line, Marco, got rejected, 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 rejected. And my fragile little ego couldn't handle it. So I quit doing that. So the next thing I remembered that you're supposed to be doing if you want to raise capital is the expression, turn every conversation into a real estate conversation. Get out there, network, schmooze, you know, get the word out. Practice your 30-second elevator pitch, your 30-second commercial, all that kind of stuff. So I ran out to the local Chamber of Commerce, ran out to the local BNI groups, the Toastmaster group in town, and I talked up a storm about my deals and raised exactly zero capital. So by that time, I was running out of time. I had to get a little bit of an extension. And I thought I came up with a brilliant idea. And that was, this is such a good deal. It's going to sell itself. Why don't I put together a little one-page PDF and email that to everybody I know? So I did. And I was kind of excited because I started getting some replies back to this email. It was the first sign of life I'd had yet. I was excited until I started reading the replies, Marco. And this is kind of the gist of how they went. It was basically like, hey, Dave, haven't heard from you in 5 years or 10 years or 17 years or whatever it was.
Right.
And here you are, hitting me up for cash for a deal. Bugger off, or some version thereof. Usually not that polite.
Right.
So bottom line, Marco, I wasn't able to close on that deal. Had to return my tenant buyers all of their cash they put in. Ticked off the seller big time. Ticked off the realtor. Ticked off my tenant buyer. I was in a small city. So I got some serious egg on my face. And that's when I decided, you know what? I don't want to be in this position because, you know, when you're in that position where you really need the money, it smacks of desperation. Well, I actually was desperate. So it just kind of oozes. You need the cash desperately, and desperation is kind of needy, and needy is creepy. So that's basically how I hit the bottom when it came to needing capital and not being able to raise it off the cuff like that. And that's when I decided to start learning and studying about this. And a lot of what I learned and studied was the same old, same old. It was all about getting better at dialing for dollars. I didn't want to get better at dialing for dollars. It was all about getting better at closing people and sales techniques and manipulating people and NLPing people and all this kind of stuff. And I didn't really want to do that. It was also about getting better at networking. It was getting better at schmoozing. Then I stood back and I said, Dave, if there's one thing you're pretty good at, it's marketing. I mean, marketing's kind of my forte, my background. And I thought, why don't I try applying marketing to attracting investors, raising capital? And instead of chasing after people, what if we apply marketing to the whole process and get people reaching out to you, already pre-educated, pre-motivated, predisposed, and pre-qualified to invest with you? So that's what I really started working on. And through some trial and error and trials and tribulations, came up with what I call my 5-step money partner formula.
So you brought up the question before, what comes first, the money or the deal? Which one is it?
Well, in my not so humble opinion, the money should come first. Now, when I say the money should come first, what I don't mean that you should have people signing you checks for 100 grand or 200 grand or whatever and having it sit in your bank account. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having your investors lined up in the wings, ready to go. So it's kind of like, you know, a theater. You've got actors waiting in the wings to get on stage to do their performance. Same idea. Let's get our investors lined up first. Let's get the capital spoken for, not necessarily in the bank yet, but at least we've got a bunch of people who've already put up their hands and said, you know what?